Blog Talk Radio.
Have you ever wondered why it's happening again?
Welcome to Mind Shifters Radio with your co-host, the Forgiveness Doctor, Dr. Michael Rice, and his wife, Jeannie. Michael and Jeannie share with you the wisdom of the ancient Aramaic internal process of forgiveness. They offer tools and support 5 days a week. They will support you in building a solid foundation within yourself to live in pure love, in Aramaic, Rachma. Michael is the author of Why Is This Happening to Me Again? For more information on Michael and Jeannie, please visit www.whyagain.com. And now your co-host, the Forgiveness Doctor, Dr. Michael and Jeannie Rice.
To the brightness within you and the truth that is rooted within me.
Hi, and welcome to Mind Shifters Radio with the Forgiveness Doctor, Dr. Michael Rice. We also have Dr. Tim Hayes with us, and I'm your co-host, Jeannie Rice, and we welcome you to the show. Today is Wednesday, February the 11th, 2015. Our call-in number is 646-200-4169. Press 1, and that puts you in queue to talk to us. And we would love to hear your comments and your questions, because that makes this your show. Welcome, Michael.
Thank you, dear heart. That was a helicopter going over, if you heard that through the microphone. I'm sitting out in the backyard and at Sally's home in Pompano, Florida. Absolutely gorgeous sunny day. Clear, crystal blue skies, about 75 degrees. So for all those folks who are up in the Northlands, we send warmth and heat and pleasant sunny days. In the meantime, we appreciate the fact that each of you has chosen to join us. We are in the middle of a tour. We just completed our third in the series of workshops last night in Miami at Universal Truth Center. We'll be back there tomorrow night. Actually, tonight we're off, so we get to just play a little bit tonight. And tomorrow night we'll be doing the workshop, Getting the Stress You Need. If you care to join us and you're in Miami, come join us tomorrow night, 6:30 to 9 o'clock. We'll be doing Getting the Stress You Need. We've been having an awesome time in Universal Truth Center. It's a center that was started by a friend of mine named Mary Tumpkin from way back about, 30-plus years ago. Mary and I did a lot of the early days of work around this work we're doing, and she developed a church group here, and unfortunately, she recently passed away, and so is no longer in body doing that work, but the work carries on just the same, which is pretty nice to watch happen. A really high-energy group of folks that we're enjoying having the time to play with and to interact with these tools. And our purpose, of course, is simple. We're here for an understanding of and embodying the ancient Aramaic principle of forgiveness. And understanding that technology, understanding who we are and how to use that technology is what this work is all about. And who are we really? Well, hold a newborn child. You know what a human life is, and we're here to support human life. We're here to support that awesome active presence of love that each of us is. And in particular, the use of the forgiveness technology to remove those things that are not who we are. We live in a world that tends to structure us with all of its hostilities, its fears, its griefs, its rages, and its pains, and then tell us that's who we are. That's just the way it is. That's life. And our offering is that's not life. That stuff's not necessary. It's not required. It may be something we've engaged in, maybe something we thought was necessary. But our message is that living in that mindset is absolutely unnecessary. Not a requirement for a human being to live in any form of hostility or fear. To replace one's true existence with hostility or fear is a form of insanity that's kind of taken over our planet to the point where you know, human life has pretty much disappeared. That sweet, awesome presence of love has become such a passe thing in this world of violent words and violent actions, violent thoughts. And once you recognize that, if you begin to apply the tool of first century Aramaic forgiveness, you can free yourself of all forms of violence, physical, mental, emotional, relational, financial, all forms of violence. We can disappear. And if you are new to that conversation, then we invite you to go to our website, www.whyagain.org. And if you click on the bullseye in the middle of the screen, it will open a series of links, and that series of links will introduce you to and walk you right through the whole forgiveness process, including, 14 or so different P3 free downloads where we've walked somebody through the whole process. So they're available to listen to give you guidance on how to utilize that tool. And we're just honored and delighted to be able to share this space with you and to give you the opportunity to look at those tools and apply them. And so, Dr. Kim, how do you be today, sir?
I'm blessed and highly favored, as you so often say. Just enjoying a day of being able to share the tools and doing my own work and getting the benefits of breath work I did yesterday and today. And we had our support group again last night. And
tell us about it.
Well, last week, at the beginning of the group this week, we had updates from last week's group. And last week we had somebody do a very powerful set of releases. She had done a lot of worksheets and breath work and tapping and hadn't been able to get past her paralysis related to going to the dentist. And so she asked for support in the group to work through it, and we did the faster EFT tapping specifically at her request because she's done so many worksheets and not made the progress, and she had some powerful releases and remembered a trauma at age 5 in the dentist and another younger adult trauma with a dentist where she wasn't heard or listened to, and so she had tremendous relief. And then her update was that the very next day she was able to call a dentist and schedule an appointment, and she thought she'd scheduled it for 3 days away, and she went to sleep on Wednesday night feeling good that she had an appointment coming up maybe Friday. And she woke up Thursday morning having a great night's sleep, and then her roommate told her, by the way, your appointment's today. So she had no time to get herself all cranked up and nervous, and she went to the appointment. She felt respected and heard. She got a list of options. She went home feeling great, and then her roommate said, why don't we get a second opinion? And she almost fell over because she'd never considered questioning the authority of a doctor or a dentist. And she went ahead and did that, too. So she has made leaps and bounds progress from all the worksheets she did and all the barriers she broke through about needing to hide her intelligence and her intuition to protect others, needing to follow authority unquestioningly or they'll be hurt or get upset. She did all kinds of connections and releases. And then we had somebody else who was in the Thursday group, and I think I mentioned this yesterday, and she came to the group last night and said, I asked her how was the pain in her shoulder, and she said with a laugh, well, here's how good it is. I went out and worked out, and I actually lifted weights.
Wow.
And she laughed. So for 40 years,
cool.
She's had this pain in her shoulder that the worksheet process and the breathing and the tapping helped her release by making connections between the conclusions she was holding that she needed to keep that pain in her life to protect her mother or to protect her from her mother, et cetera, et cetera. And when she brought it to conscious awareness, as you're talking about, in the ancient Aramaic, they called it the altar, A-L-T-E-R. You bring it to your consciousness where you can you're no longer denying and suppressing and dissociating from the information, and you can resolve it. You can cancel it. You can drop it. So it was a wonderful intro last night. And then we had one person at the beginning say, I got dibs on the worksheet today. And then another person came in and said, I really need to do a worksheet today. So then we had two wonderful, powerful reality management worksheets and people doing, both of them started out with either an 8 or a 10 level upset and finished with a 4 or a 2 level upset. And they saw connections, they felt the energy moving, and they were, as so often happens, resonating issues that everybody in the room has to deal with. The second set of issues was a person who was very angry at herself because she wasn't living up to a commitment she made. And in the beginning of the worksheet process, I thanked her for being brave enough to do that worksheet because I'm pretty sure everybody in the room has at one point or another in their life made a commitment and then didn't quite live up to it. So it was a delightful evening. Again, I have to say the people that come to those groups are some of the most loving and courageous people I've had the pleasure to meet with. And it's an honor to be able to share that with these people.
It would really be cool to get a camera in the room and do a reality TV show so that the world could watch how the process unfolds with real people in real time with real issues. It would just be amazing to do that, wouldn't it?
Yeah, it would be wonderful if that could be done without any of the hoopla. I remember when I first started listening to Dr. Phil, and he was level-headed and he made sense, and then I had some of my patients say, "Wow, I feel so blessed. I feel like I have my own Dr. Phil." And it wasn't too long before he had his own television show, because originally he was just on the Oprah show. And it wasn't too long before he had his own television show, and you know, who knows how all of that unfolds, whether it was producers pressuring him one way or another or the fame getting to his head. And it wasn't too long, a year or so later, before I had every single one of those patients who had said to me, "Boy, I'm so glad I feel like I've got my own Dr. Phil." They came to me and said, "Boy, am I glad you're not like Dr. Phil." And I just think if you bring money and the politics of television into it, and you know, if we could do it like we do this, where it's just made available free to people, and you know, some donor allowed the technology to be there, and people had free access to it, and we weren't, you know, building wealth with it, and advertisers in power in that way, it might be something that could maintain its integrity, and that would be wonderful. And of course, the next best thing to it is this internet show and people starting their own support groups, because that's even better than watching it on a screen.
Exactly. And everyone can start a support group. People don't need to be Dr. Tim or Dr. Michael or Dr. Jeannie or anybody else. Just choose to learn the tools, choose to support others in using the tools, and magic happens. It's just amazing to watch how it occurs.
It is truly a blessing in my life to have been exposed to this work and have had the impetus to follow it. It has blessed me many, 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 many times.
Yay. Well, let's check with Jeannie and see if she's got anything in the chat room happening or anybody in the phone queue with a hand up.
We're just chatting around in the chat room, but we do have a hand up. We have two hands up, actually. First one is area code 813. You're on the air. Who do we have?
Hello, this is Shirley, and I'm kind of new to the to this whole workshop thing, and you know, we started a support group. And hi, and we started our support group. I've only done one, and I noticed how everything is coming up. But really, it's from the commitment that life shows up for you. But my question is about the pain, physical pain in your body. Does that show up because of something going on that's besides the physical dilemma, or is it the universe brings this to you so you learn your lessons? I may not be saying it quite right.
The pain, my favorite tongue-in-cheek thought about pain is that pain has an awesome purpose. It makes our ears grow. And it's built into the system so that when we engage in an energy that does not belong in the system says, ouch.
Yeah.
And so that's just an automatic part of it. And if we pay attention to the ouch instead of condemning it, drugging it, trying to get rid of it, you know, fighting it, if we embrace it and listen to its message, then it will guide us to what it is that we need to deal with. And as we deal with it, the pain will just tend to disappear, to just dissipate and leave. It's part of the process.
Well, what I have is a torn meniscus, and I'm going, finally, got through all the medical things to get a referral to a knee doctor tomorrow. But my dilemma is, in my mind, I totally want to heal it without surgery. And, you know, so I kind of like, do you believe in doctors or do you believe you can do it yourself? You know, that's kind of where I get confused. So,
well, for me, I believe in doctors and I believe you can do it yourself. And, you know, there are cases where I could see, well, I know I've got this piece of flesh that's torn, and I know that with enough work, I can fix it myself. And, you know, 10 years later, I might be still trying to work and change that. Whereas I have this simple procedure that I can engage with a physician who's also on the team for fixing those sorts of things, and in 2 minutes it can be physically repaired. So,
yeah.
You know, it's like, you know, the person who's into, I can move that cup from the other side of the room. I know I can do it with my mind. And, you know, perhaps enough years of work, they could move it with their minds, and they may, will die of thirst before the cup gets there if they sit there and decide they're not going to get up and use the hand that they've got to pick the cup up and drink the water. So it's up to, I think, each individual to make the determination at what point do I seek help on the level other than what I do with my mind. Mind is powerful, but there's no sense in my book, there's no sense sitting around suffering and, you know, being in trauma,
right,
when there is a simple, straightforward solution, such as with the torn meniscus, getting it fixed.
Well, my dilemma is getting out of the head into what I really feel is the right thing to do. And that's the whole work, is to getting away from the thinking mind, I guess, into the heart.
Hey, to heal, you've got to be out of your mind.
Yep.
That's part of it.
Okay.
So you might look at canceling your need to do the right thing. Do a worksheet around canceling your need to do the right thing.
I'm not
going to
be on that
all
the time.
That'll tend to short-circuit
that,
the conversation in your head, and lead you to another level of intuition.
Yep, you hit it on the head. To do the right thing. That's a big one for
there
me.
There you go. There you go. Well, we'll hold the space.
Yeah. It's all going to work out. Thank you very much.
All right. Blessings. Lots of love. Bye-bye.
Bye.
646-200-4169 is our call-in number. Jean, you've got another hand up?
Yes, but before I go to it, Shirley, since you're still on there, I just got a text from someone. Is this Shirley from Tampa?
Yes, it is.
Okay. All right. I had just gotten a text from someone that said they were trying to check and see if there was a support group happening, and that they never heard back from the church. So can you announce when your next support group meeting is? And
oh, absolutely.
This person's listening, so that way she'll get the information, and also I'll give her your contact information if that's okay, and she can call you.
Absolutely. It's on the first and third Mondays, which means it will be this next Monday at the church between 7 and 9.
Okay, awesome.
And you can
get
it.
That's Unity North Tampa?
North Tampa. Unity in North Tampa.
Right. Unity North Tampa. So anybody wants to catch that support group that next Monday, that would be awesome.
Yes.
And Shirley, I want to give her your phone number and information too.
Yeah.
Okay,
thank you.
Awesome.
Very much.
Mm-hmm. You are welcome. Thank you.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. And our next caller is area code 607. You're on the air. Who do we have?
It's Richard from Ithaca. How are you guys?
Hey, Richard.
Hey, welcome, young man. How are things up in Ithaca?
Oh, a little snowy, and it's supposedly going to get real cold and a little more snow this weekend. But other than that, just don't know where we're going to put all the snow. Sounds like you're a little...
I really miss that, Richard.
I'm sure you do. Sounds like you're getting a little better from yesterday.
I am.
You almost sounded like death warmed over yesterday.
It was rough. It was rough, but things are moving in the right direction.
That's good. Say, listen, I know you taught this or mentioned it before, some technique using your fingers in your forehead to dismantle a relationship or dismantle something that's, you know, some connection. Can you remind me of that one again?
Not sure where you're coming from.
I think he's talking about the one where you say, imagine putting a pencil through the middle of your forehead and from the crown of your head to release.
Oh, for a relationship release?
Yeah.
Is that what you're talking about, Richard?
Yes.
Sure. As a matter of fact, let's do the process. And anybody, if you've got somebody in your life that you've got some emotional charge with that just keeps coming around and around and you can't seem to get free of it, this is a very simple technique that can be very powerful at cutting the emotional strings that keep us locked into old patterns and old dynamics with people. And so if you want to pick somebody out, anybody who's listening, if you want to do this exercise, we'll just invite you to pick someone out that you see yourself, you know, stuck in some emotional patterns with them. And then I want to guide you to a place in your brain, you know, to be focused and centered in your brain. And this place we're going to label or call the seat of the unconscious, place where you can go and cut emotional attachments. Doesn't mean ending the relationship, doesn't mean cutting off the relationship. It just tends to very powerfully release the emotional attachments that tend to keep us in patterns in those relationships. So if you want to think of somebody that you're ready to do some emotional release with, just decide who that's going to be and then imagine that I have two sharpened pencils. I'm sitting with you. I have two sharpened pencils. And I'm going to insert those two pencils so that into your head so that they meet at this seat of the unconscious where you can let go of those attachments. So I'm going to just invite you to allow yourself to be guided to that place and imagine that I'm inserting a sharpened pencil in through the third eye, center of the forehead, and the second pencil through the very top of the crown. And so the place where those two pencil tips meet would be the seat of the unconscious. And that's the place where you can let go of those emotional attachments. So if you would, just allow yourself to be focused there. Imagine that I'm actually inserting those two pencils now. And allow yourself to just be focused there. And allow a picture of the person that you've got the challenge with to come to mind. So just allow that image of them to come to awareness. And while you're focused there and have that image, you want to speak out loud to Rooka and just out loud say to yourself, Rooka, I release all attachment to, and then repeat the name of whoever it is that you're doing the release with. And so, Roka, I release all attachment to and speak that name.
Roka, I release all attachment.
I lost him. Are you there, Jeannie?
I am.
I'm here.
And I think Michael's still here. Richard, are you there?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Okay. Were you able to follow through with that?
What's that?
I say, were you able to follow through with that, Richard?
Yeah, I was able to follow through with it. I appreciate it. The reason I brought it up today is because I'm planning on going to an event this weekend with a friend, and the last time I had been there was right before a relationship breakup, and there was events that occurred there that sort of like triggered the whole breakup, and so all this stuff was coming up for me today regarding going to this event this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
I was just, you know, wanting some more stuff to release that emotional energy so I can enjoy the weekend.
Cool. Awesome. But we hold the space for you to have an absolutely awesome time, and that the active presence of love is the most powerful energy that moves throughout the whole process.
So basically, you're basically inviting Roka to release that emotional attachment.
Yes. That's it.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a pencil through third eye, pencil from the crown. I actually had my two fingers, middle fingers, one on my crown and one on my head.
Yes.
And that thing, a pencil going to that center, and then brought that up as you said it. So thank
you. That's it. All right, sir.
Have a great day.
Appreciate you. Enjoy your weekend. Okay, lots of love and blessings, and be safe as you travel in that snow.
Hey, all right. Have a good day. Bye-bye.
Okay, blessings. Bye-bye.
Michael?
6-4. Oh, go for it, sweetie.
Okay. There is a person who, that we were talking about physical ailments just a few moments ago, and you were telling Shirley, you know, that it's okay, basically, to go to the doctor and get something fixed, you know, while you're still doing your inner work. It's kind of like, you know, right now we've got this throat coughing thing going on, and we're doing our inner work and continuing to move through what we're processing through. But then we're also taking supplements and vitamin C and doing other things, too. So it's okay to do some physical stuff to take care of physical ailments. It's not all in the mental. However, I'm not sure, all right, like this person that last week they were on the show and they had talked to several people and they were diagnosed, quote unquote, that they might have appendicitis. And then earlier this week they talked to someone else and they were diagnosed that they might have a hernia. And so now they're in the chat room and they say that they talked to someone else and now they're diagnosed it might be a cyst. And so I'm not sure how to phrase it to them. I said, you know, it sounds like they're doing a lot of self-diagnosing and focusing on whatever the disease is and coming up with more and more things that it might be. And I suggested that they go to the doctor and find out what it is that's going on for them. It doesn't mean they have to fall through with, you know, if the doctor wants to put them on some kind of drug or something, but at least they know what it really is instead of continually talking about it and adding energy to the problem. Do you have anything you can add there?
No, I think that one of the important things is to recognize what that word diagnose means. You know, if you look at the root of it, an agnostic is someone who doesn't know, and a dyad is two who don't know, diagnostic. And you can certainly go to a dozen different diagnosticians and come up with a dozen different, you know, supposed diseases. And, you know, so just be in awareness of what you buy from those who are offering you that input, because you can, you know, you can end up buying into the mind energy of something and creating something that isn't even there by buying those things. And so you want to chip away at letting go and releasing. And again, as I said the other day, if you think that it may actually be appendicitis and you really want to be on that quickly, cleanly, and clearly, decisively, to make sure that gets taken care of, because that one can turn into a really serious problem very, very quickly.
Okay. So we don't have another hand up, but if someone, there's a lot of people on the switchboard today, press 1, you'll be first in line without waiting. We have 29 minutes left on the show, so we've got plenty of time. Oh, a hand just went up. It's area code 616. You're on the air. Who do we have?
Hello, Michael and Jeannie. This is Bill Costantino.
Hey, Bill.
Well, hey there, man.
Doing an
man,
email
are you back
me.
In the country?
I am back in the country, yes.
Oh, welcome. So are we.
Thank you. Yes, so are you. I know. It's a small planet.
Yes, how was your journey?
Oh, it was absolutely wonderful. Yeah, we were had an opportunity to spend 3 weeks in Aruba, which is just in the heart of the Caribbean. So it was just
nice.
Magnificent. Really wonderful. Yeah. Yeah, and as you know, we have launched our had our first inaugural meeting of the Grand Rapids Forgiveness Study Group, which was great. We had 15 people attended and just really super engagement and participation. And you know, you are both aware of the sort of the PowerPoint slides that I'm developing to try to really streamline the whole model, you know, the whole forgiveness model. But it was got some very good feedback about that. And yeah, after the end of this month, once I get through a major, looking forward to developing the script and actually having that be a YouTube video. So it's
fabulous.
You know, yeah. So yeah, good thing.
Did you get the last round?
Did you get
the last round of input that I get? Okay, good.
Yes. Yeah, I did get those, and definitely want to plan some time to just go over them in detail. Yeah, it's good. Number of people that had been aware of your work, but actually most of them are new players, believe it or not, which is a great thing.
Fabulous.
It's a fun thing, and I just, you know, echo Dr. Tim's comment that it really is a privilege to share this stuff. It's just so dramatically powerful when people get it and are able to just untangle, you know, these patterns that have been binding their lives for so long. It's just inspiring. It really is.
It's the most amazing thing, isn't it? And I know that still when I, you know, we did a support group style class with teachers at this and ministers at this church we're speaking at in Miami, and we did that the night before last, and it just always amazes me when people go into that canceling of goals, just what mm-hmm. they drop into, what's underneath the surface that. Who would have thunk it? Yeah.
Yeah.
Pretty powerful.
Yeah. It is. It is amazing. Yeah. It's very much like the goal is just, you know, dominating awareness, and there's no room to see anything else if that goal is, you know, active and present, and canceling it just creates an opening to really see what's going on. You know, at one level maybe counterintuitive, but at the other level just dramatic and very understandable once you really begin to sort of grok the dynamics of what's happening. And for me, I've been aware of your work, Michael, for it's been over 25 years, but this last engagement, the last 2 or 3 years, it's really deepened to a whole nother level, and it's just profound in terms of all the linkages and all the angles that that you've unfolded. You know, I'm rereading the Laws of Living course, and it's just at a whole nother level. I mean, I've been through the course, right? Read it once, and you know, reading it again, and it's like, whoa, man! The insights,
where did that come from?
The insights, it's incredible. So wonderful stuff.
Well, you know. For over 25 years, I taught the canceling of goals because it worked and it produced results. But in all those years of teaching it, I didn't know why or how it worked. And
you know, I recognize now that I had to get my mind into a place where I was willing to be receptive and be taught how it worked. And so, you know, in essence, you've captured the bottom line of about 30 years of, okay, Rukka, tell me, teach me. I don't know what this is about. How does this work? And all of a sudden, you know, in the middle of the night, I'm given this piece of the puzzle. It's like, oh, that's what that means. Okay, I got it. So it's pretty amazing.
Yeah. Well, and I think people really benefit by having some kind of a mental model of what's going on. You know, it's one thing to say, okay, do this and trust me. It's another thing to say, do this and here's what's happening as you do it. And I think that's a more, you know, empowering position. It's more powerful, I think, and more effective when people have a sense of what they're doing as they, you know, take these steps through the process.
For sure. For sure. So whenever it fits, you know, we're just here now. We're both on solid land. So whenever it fits to catch half an hour or more, just let me know.
Yeah.
We can sit down and, you know, go over it again and see if there are any other subtleties we can add to it or shift and make it the best summation of it that we possibly can.
Right. Yeah. It'll probably be maybe 2 or 3 weeks out once I get this other workload off my back. But also looking forward to seeing you in April for the the 9-day teacher training and the personal code evaluation.
Right. Yes.
Yeah.
We'll look forward to that, and I look forward to being able to get this this PowerPoint presentation on the website and making it available to people to just. I think it'll be a really wonderful piece for all support groups to take it, especially newer folks, and have a way to go, now let me see, how did he say that? Instead of that, be able to go click, and just the way you're putting it together so creatively is just awesome.
Yeah.
Mucho gracias.
Yeah. All right, well, good touching base. Great to just hear your voices and, you know, spread the energy for a healing in the future because the planet needs it. That's no question about that.
For sure. Say hi to Ellen for us and give her a hug.
That I will. Okay. Take care. Love you both.
Okay. Blessings.
Yeah. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. And what Bill was talking about with the teacher training, if you're ready to take your work to the next level, there's actually a 20-day teacher training that'll start April 17th. In Orlando, there's a hotel there where a daughter and her father have purchased a hotel, and they're modeling after this work. They're doing the fresh and raw food, and they're teaching their staff to facilitate the support process of healing and forgiveness and all of the tools. And so the 17th, actually, Jeannie and I will be doing concurrent 9-day intensives. She'll do a 9-day healing the whole woman. I'll do a 9-day why is this happening to me again? And then when that's complete, we'll combine those two groups for those who choose to go to the next level. There'll be some people who will be there perhaps just for the 9 days, either Jeannie's or my own. And then we'll step into a 12-day teacher training, which will include 3 days on the personal code evaluation. Fortunately now, thank you to Mark, we have the personal code evaluation in digital format so that we can make it available. And so teachers will be able to utilize that tool and have access to it so that they are able to pinpoint exactly what arena the people they're working with have to work and how to best spend their time on what issues. And so we'll be doing 3 days of training on that. It's the first time we've done that. And then we'll be doing a 9-day, why is this happening to me again, teacher training. So we'd be delighted to have you come and join us. So in the meantime, Jeannie, anything else you'd like to share about the 9-day healing the whole woman in April? And I know you're doing an 8-day this summer at Heartland, too, right, of healing a whole woman. So there'll be two opportunities.
Right. There's actually a third one, in the one that's coming up in March here in Delray Beach. It's only a 1-day, but we did obtain some more rooms, and there is room right now for 6 more women. It was full, and we had a waiting list of 8, and we were able to get more rooms, and 8 are in, and we've got room for 6 more. So that's cool that that's filling up so fast. And then, of course, the 9-day in Orlando and the 8-day at Heartland. No, don't really have, you know, they go to the website and look at the flyer and see what all's covered in it. So I really don't have a lot that, you know, I want to put out there on that, except it's going to be fun and come join us. And I've got a lot of props and a lot of things, you know, to make it fun and to drive points home. And so don't want to let too much out of the bag.
I like how you make healing fun, sweetie. Awesome. Creatively, your mind works in that arena. It's just really cool.
Well, always, so, you know, in workshops when people ask, you know, do I need to get a DVD or do I get a CD? And I said, well, you know, those are up to you, which way you learn the best. I said, for me, the more senses I use, the better something sticks with me. So if I'm watching a DVD, I can hear it and I can see it and I can write notes. And, you know, so that's why I use props and playthings, because it – the more things that just kind of drives the point home, and to me it sticks better. And so that's why I use props.
Cool. Well, we've got about 18 minutes left, so we've got time for a couple of callers. If you're in the phone queue and you had, you know, maybe you were in a workshop with us and you heard Bill talking about forgiveness process and what he's experiencing. You heard Dr. Tim talk about people's experience of doing the forgiveness work, the worksheets, along with the tapping and such. And we completed that seminar, and you were in the room. I know you have a question for Dr. Tim or Jeannie or myself. I don't know if Bill's still on the line, but you might have one for Bill. And so if you push 1 and you're in the phone queue, that will tap you in. It'll put a little hand up in the control panel, and Jeannie will know you have a question and introduce you by your area code. And or if you're on one of those stations we don't have access to in our control panel, if you just call 646-200-4169, you'll be listening to the show live. And then if you push 1, that will put your hand up. So anybody have a question for us? And, you know, if you're shy or, gee, my voice might be shaky, or I don't know if I want to talk on the radio, go for it. You know, just take a breath, let go of that, and step out, and we'd love to hear what you have to say. Dr. Tim, anything else on your mind?
Well, I was just glad to hear Bill, and had a number of people in different phases of trying to get things into PowerPoints and make the short version of the worksheet or the nonverbal version of the worksheet. And for me, it's just, it stimulates this joy in me that people are starting to use their creativity in line with tools that are working for them. And it resonates with me, the idea that there's this ancient spiritual practice of tithing. And some people, you know, you've given a talk where you say people think that just means money. Give me 10% of your income and sign a contract that says you're going to give me money, give me money, give me money. And what's really enriched my life is being introduced to the concept of, that I've applied the concept of tithing my time, my intelligence and creativity, my money and my energy, to whatever it is that feeds me spiritually. And when I heard you talk about that the first time, I don't know, 12 years ago or whatever, it really resonated and made sense to me. And it was the beginning of me committing to spend more of my time doing spiritual reading, breath work, meditating, really committing to the support group, and finding a way to tithe 10% of whatever comes in. Now, I'm one of those people who's on a very flexible income. I don't know month to month what my income is going to be. So I wait and I just do 10% of whatever comes in rather than agreeing to pay somebody a fixed sum. And the money, although it's a part of the system, is really, truly, in my experience, the smallest part of the system. I spent time yesterday driving down to Naperville, an hour and a half each way, to do an hour-long breath work. And the way that pays dividends in my life, there just aren't any words for. My giving, my intelligence, my creativity, my energy, my time, and my money feed me as it feeds the community that supports me in living a healthier, happier, more joyful, more creative life. And so that's what got resonated for me when I heard Bill talk about starting a support group and maybe doing a YouTube video and being a few weeks away from starting to work again on a PowerPoint for the worksheet process. It just feeds me to give my time and my energy, my intelligence and my money to what supports me. And there, I keep saying it because there really aren't any words for it. There's no way to describe for people how much more productive, loving, peaceful, joyful, creative my life is now than it was 15 years ago. So that's my thought.
Awesome. Well, thanks for reminding folks. We'll call you Lady Jane there for a moment. That was when Jane was still in her body. That was her her thing every month, was to call in and remind people to support. And I kind of tend to just shy away from that and, let people do what they choose to do. But certainly, this is a project that is so much bigger than Jeannie and I. And the support from our friends, whether it's that tithe or whether it's the intelligence of someone's skills that they choose to lend to the work. One of the things we could use some help with these days, I'm actually not sure where things are at with the description of the shows in the archives, but we can always use someone to help, especially if there's someone who's got some writing skills. It'd be awesome if they'd take a little bit of their time and put into listening to the shows and giving a descriptor of the shows that people, when they come to the website, are able to see, oh, that's what that one's about. I know what that is. And then with Bill, in his business life, PowerPoint is kind of one of his major things in his consulting work. And so way back in the codependence intensive, Bill brought in up in Michigan a few months ago, Bill brought the beginning point of him working on the PowerPoint. It's just very creatively done, animations and that sort of thing. And so we spent time going over it and feedback. We've done a couple of rounds of feedback, and it's just developing into this beautiful, simple, here, push a button, watch this, and you'll understand the forgiveness process. And, just how cool is that? And so it's taken about 35 years of me listening and being taught. And Bill's turned it around with his awesome skill with that PowerPoint, not something that I could even start to do, and assemble it and put it together. And so mucho, mucho gracias. It's appreciated, all the help we get from our friends and taking this and turning it into something that becomes available. Ultimately, of course, our goal is to take it to every mind, heart, and being on the planet, every corner of the globe, every language on the globe. And so it's pretty awesome to just see how it's grown and expanded. If you've been watching the website lately, you've seen a few new pieces in Greek that have come to the website. We have a young lady that was at the workshops out when we were there with you, Dr. Tim. I don't know if she's participating in the support groups, but she's done a couple of things and rendered them into Greek. And so, as we make it available to everyone in every language possible, we know that it just helps to build that critical mass that is going to make the shift that, that really truly takes us into the truth of who we are, and that is a community of people who are made of this stuff called love, who live in a community of love, and really creating that on a global scale. It's like, hey, what else is there to do? I don't know of anything else, at least not with my time. So we're down to about 10 minutes, 646-200-4169. The throat is getting a little bit froggy again, but that's okay. Energies are moving in the right direction. And I personally really appreciate understanding what the healing process looks like. I know there was a time when I didn't understand. In fact, I was working with, you know, I spoke a few minutes ago about the minister that started this UTC in Miami that we're working with, and she and I were part of a conference that was held at a religious science church in Miami 30 years ago, and I actually put a phone call in to the minister from that church, Tony Bonacorso. I actually kind of lost track of him over the last 3 or 4 years, so I've tracked the number down, and I'm hoping to hear back with him from him. But I can remember being at this conference, and we had about 200 people, and the energy was just sailing high. And I can remember leaving the conference that the church had gotten me a hotel room. And so I went back to my hotel room, even though I lived in Fort Lauderdale, they had gotten me a hotel there. And I went back to my hotel room, and both ends opened up. And it's like, what's wrong with this picture? I'm doing all the right things. There's something wrong with this. Here I am, quote unquote, what back then I used to think was sick. And that was the weekend that I got, that's it. I'm doing the right things. We just worked with 200 high-energy people. There's a whole new level of vitality. Of course I'm symptomatic. Of course, with a new level, I can reach into a new depth of my own energy field and clean out what doesn't belong there. That's the whole healing process. And so that weekend was a really, really nice gift. And so just kind of revisiting it at this moment, I really appreciate the healing process and the fact that after, I think we were 17 weeks on the road, Jeannie, and took time to go do this cruise. And fortunately, my body usually gives me the opportunity to not have things on my plate, but rather to have the space to do the detox, to do the cleanse, to do the healing work. And so this 10 days, my body said, okay, we're going to do another round of it. And not quite finished yet, so it's been a bit of a challenge, but it's kind of fun to be back in the space where we're back in connection with the energy of one of the people who was involved in that original weekend that just gave me that piece of insight, you know, in the naturopathic system that I had studied. There's conversation about the healing process, but it was never one that was as detailed to give the insight of, oh, when you go into healing, you're doing the right things. You've hit a new level of vitality. Your eliminative channel's open. Here it is, my lungs. You know, I was almost dead 3 or 4 times the first year of my life from lung problems. And for 25 years, I lived on suppressants, lived on an inhalator and pills. And so here's another layer of elimination occurring. Clean out what doesn't belong. It's an awesomely, awesomely wonderful blessing, although, as you've all heard me say, it's not Dr. Feelgood. And so on a physical level, old physical symptoms move. On a mental level, it's any kind of negative thought and confusion that occurs when there's healing going on. And on an emotional level, it's any kind of negative feeling and depression that occurs. So the thing we counsel people to have is have lots of willingness, lots of cosmic grace to go through that. And, of course, that tends to vary somewhat from time to time. But Jeannie tells me we've got a hand up in the phone queue, so let's say hello.
And I think it might be Rex, 517. You're on the air.
Oh, so it is. Hi, Jeannie. Hi, Michael.
Awesome. Good to hear your voice. We're going to talk to you in a bit.
Well, it's wonderful to be heard. That this is a good sign. Be a background,
yes,
you know, that process. And
there you go.
And I acknowledge you for continue to hold the space of love and, you know, being conscious in your healing process. It's a great example because it can be a time where we've got to go, eh, you know, the whining wants to kick in sometimes, for me anyway, it has in the past. So holding the space and continuing to heal. And your voice at the beginning of the program, I didn't hear it. I was working with a client, so I don't know if anything's been shared relative to the support group we had last night. Did Michelle chime in at all?
No, not yet.
Well, why don't I take a couple minutes and I'll share that, because it looks like we're winding down on the time. We had a good group. We had one person that was brand new. We had another person that just came the second time, and both of them had just wonderful experiences. We had seven people at our group last night, and we watched the first part of Healing Through Relationships, and we were just about ready to do the exercise. We're going to start it next week because we kind of ran out of time, but one of the people just started talking a little bit about, hey, I've got this going on, I got that going on, can I get some support? So we went into using the forgiveness process, and we did some, you know, tapping and releasing of energy, and just wonderful healing taking place. And all of us seem to be really coming together nicely and gelling, and we're in a phase where it appears that there's new people coming in, and that's always exciting for me as a facilitator. And it was my turn last night, so I facilitated, and every other week Tony does. And he, by the way, may not get acknowledgement very much, but Tony does a great job. He's really on top of it and really supports the work and is able to help people and facilitate beautifully. So it's great to have him on the team, and to know that Mitzi and I can come, or we can just not go if we have something else that we need to take care of and it's covered. But the group went well. Let's see. Oh, one piece, the new person that hadn't been to our group yet, came in and he said, well, I'm going to have to leave at 8:40. And I apologize. And I had already talked to him about that prior to the group, but said, well, by all means, you come in when you can and you leave when you can. I mean, it's all good. We're there to support whatever's happening. And I qualified that it's ideal if you're in the middle of something coming up and you just think you want to leave, that's not a good reason to leave. But if you have something that's preset that you need to leave for, then just let us know and that's all good. And at 8:45, I said, so-and-so, you know, I just wanted to make sure you were, you know, on top of that if you had forgotten. But did you want to leave? And he goes, nope, I already changed my plans. I'm where I need to be. And so he changed his plans and ended up staying till we finished, you know, about 9:25 or 9:30-ish or so, somewhere in that area. And it was pretty cool. Because what we were doing is just, you know, moving through the stuff that was coming up, you know, and people processing and using the forgiveness. And they had a lot of questions about the relationship stuff. And so it was exciting from that perspective. And one of the things that got resonated, Michael, how are we doing with time here?
About 60 seconds.
Okay. One of the things that got resonated is, I think it's in the course where it says we have to actively hold on to our limitations for them to limit us. And the beauty of being willing and open and allowing it to change is that it can change a lot easier than we've programmed ourselves to think it can. And
yes.
It's just the idea of struggle is just that. It's an idea and a belief system, and we can forgive that as well. So that was the piece I really wanted to share that I got
cool.
A much deeper level, and I've been getting a much deeper level up.
Awesome. Yeah, in the twinkling of an eye, one shift of mind is all that's required. So great, and our time is out. So nice to hear your voice, Rex. We appreciate you, and we hope you in a blessing. And everybody, bring a stranger to the show tomorrow. Not necessarily somebody stranger than you are, but somebody who hasn't been with us. And have the best year yet of eternal life. It's a great gift to give the world. Blessings. Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to Mind Shifters Radio with the Forgiveness Doctor, Dr. Michael Rice, and his wife, Jeannie, who present the internal Aramaic process of forgiveness. Michael and Jeannie are here every Monday through Friday on Earth Angels Radio. For more on Michael and Jeannie, please visit www.whyagain.com. That's www.whyagain.com. www.forgivenessdoctor.com.